And my listeners, welcome again. This is the bonus episode of Venus and Women. And the reason again is because people lack the knowledge of why people celebrate Easter. And this bonus episode is the occult meaning of Easter. Another popular holiday that people like to celebrate is Easter. This holiday, Magic Day, has a strong connection to Christmas and is also filled with occult symbolism. Two of the origins of the word Easter are derived from the Old English word Easter Dag, and the Proto-Germanic word Ostron, which means dawn. Ostron is also the name of the goddess of fertility, spring and sunrise, whose feast was celebrated at the spring equinox. One of the common definitions of Easter is an annual Christian festival in commemoration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, observed on the first Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal equinox, as calculated according to the tables based in Western churches on the Gregorian calendar and in Orthodox churches on the Julian calendar. To find the occult meaning of Easter, you need to know what Jesus represents in the religious story of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In this religious story, the character Jesus does not represent a man. Instead, he represents the sun, S-U-N, that rises in the east and sets in the west. Because of this, one of the occult meaning of Easter is a day for celebrating the sun and the spring equinox. To be more specific, Easter is a holiday for celebrating the light overpowering the darkness, which occurs during the spring equinox. After the spring equinox, the days get longer and the nights get shorter. This holiday can be celebrated anywhere from March 22 to April 25. Easter does not have a fixed date for the reason that is celebrated on the first Sunday following the full moon that occurs on or following the spring equinox, March 21. Two of the most popular symbols of Easter are the rabbit and the egg. During Easter, these two symbols are used to represent fertility. Easter does not really have anything to do with the resurrection of a man named Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is just a symbol used for representing many different things in Christianity. However, this does not mean that there was not a man from the past who taught about the Christ principles. What most people do not know about Easter is that Satan ancient civilization celebrated this holiday long before the existence of Christianity. It was during the 6th to 7th centuries AD when this original pagan holiday was incorporated into Christianity and the Catholic Church. It would officially become a Christian holiday and would be assigned in the Bible of the New Testament to the day of the Christ's resurrection, and thereafter was called Easter. The English word Easter is derived from an Old English or Anglo-Saxon word Easter or Eostre. Eostre. Astarte, who was an ancient fertility goddess that various Anglo-Saxon tribes worship during the start of this 60th age, when they had celebrated this time of year as the sun passed over time, and to whom sacrifices were annually offered. Before the Anglo-Saxon had worshipped Astarte, she was called it by the Sumerian Inanna, and later the Akkadian Ishtar, whose temple priestess were the women of Ishtar, Ishtariantum, and the sacred prostitution was part of this religion or cult in their temples, served as house of prostitution, in which the priestess were prostitutes. In the East, to the Phoenicians, Canaanites, and Babylonians, she was the goddess that was known as Astoreth or Ishtar. She was also the Babylonian Venus or goddess of love, and the consort of the pagan fire god or Baal. Here is an excerpt from the Last Trumpet Ministries.org that explains the deeper meaning of Easter in more details. The first thing we must understand is that professing Christians were not only ones who celebrated the festival called Easter. Ishtar, which is pronounced Easter, was a day that commemorated the resurrection of one of the gods that they called Tammuz, who was believed to be the only begotten son of the moon goddess and the sun god. In those ancient times, there was a man named Nimrod, who was the grandson of one of Noah's sons named Ham. Ham had a son named Cush, who married a woman named Semiramis. Cush and Semiramis then had a son named Nimrod. The Bible tells of this man Nimrod in Genesis 10 verse 8 to 10 as follows: "And Cush begat Nimrod. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod the mighty hunter before the Lord, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Calneh, in the land of Shinar. Nimrod was eventually killed by an enemy, and his body was cut in pieces and sent to various parts of his kingdom. Semiramis had all of the parts gathered except for one part that could not be found. The missing part was his reproductive organ. Semiramis claimed that Nimrod could not come back to life without it, and told the people of the Babylon that the Nimrod had ascended to the sun and was now to be called Baal, the sun god. Queen Semiramis also proclaimed that Baal would be present on earth in the form of a flame, whether candle or lamp, when used in worship. Semiramis was creating a mystery religion with the help of Satan. She set herself up as a goddess. Semiramis claimed that she was immaculately conceived. She thought that the moon was a goddess that went through a 28-day cycle and ovulated when full. She further claimed that she came down from the moon in a giant moon egg that fell into the Euphrates River. This was to have happened at the time of the first full moon after the spring equinox. Semiramis became known as Ishtar, which is pronounced Easter, and her moon egg became known as the Ishtar's egg. Ishtar soon became pregnant and claimed that it was the rays of the sun god Baal that caused her to conceive. The sun that she brought forth was named Tammuz. Tammuz was noted to be especially fond of rabbits, and they became sacred in ancient religion because Tammuz was believed to be the son of the sun god Baal. Tammuz, like his supposed father, became a hunter. The day came when Tammuz was killed by a wild pig. The queen told the worshippers that when Tammuz was killed by the wild pig, some of his blood fell on the stump of an evergreen tree, and the stump grew into a full new tree overnight. This made an evergreen tree sacred by the blood of Tammuz. She also proclaimed a 40-day period of time of sorrow each year prior to the anniversary of the death of Tammuz. During this time, no meat was to be eaten. Worshippers were to meditate upon the sacred mysteries of Baal and Tammuz and to make the sign of T in front of their hearts as they worshipped. They also ate sacred cakes with the marking of T or cross on the top. Every year, on the first Sunday after first full moon after the spring equinox, celebration was made. It was Easter's Sunday and was celebrated with rabbits and eggs. Easter also proclaimed that because Tammuz was killed by a pig, that a pig must be eaten on that Sunday. By now you should know that Easter is a holiday that has a lot of occult and sexual symbolism. In addition, you should know that it is a holiday for celebrating the sun, the light of the world, and the savior of mankind. Why is the sun the savior of mankind? Because it produces sunlight and ejects it towards the Mother Earth to nourish and fertilize her so that she can produce life during the spring seasons. One important thing you need to know about ancient myths that have a lot of occult symbolism is that many of them were created to teach people morals lessons. However, many of them were also created to poison people's minds with disempowering ideas. Another important thing you need to know about ancient myths is that many of them have empowering truths. These truths are often hidden behind allegories and riddles. Because of this, it would be wise for you to study ancient myths and take them seriously. You can learn a lot about life and reality from deciphering and studying the knowledge of the ancient myth. Ancient myths are still alive and well today due to the fact that many of them are found in modern hero holidays and religious stories. Because of this, they are still shaping human culture. Unfortunately, many holidays that have this ancient myth were created by the dark forces to trick people to enter into contracts with them. If you celebrate their holidays through your actions, you are giving your consent to them. Once you do this, the Supreme Creator refuses to send its cosmic forces to penalize or punish the dark forces because they do not violate your free will. However, if they were to violate your other natural rights, they would be liable for their actions. The law of free will plays a very important role in the Earth Matrix drama. Within this law holds one of the keys for freeing humanity from the Matrix. If most of us comprehend that the dark forces cannot enslave us without our consent and participation, we can end this drama in no time by removing our consent and support. Once enough of us do this, it is game over for the dark forces and their new world order. Well, this is it from me to you, and remember that knowledge is power, and with great power comes great responsibility, and we must be responsible with this power, the power of the mind. So you must read books which are very educative, not fiction books, educational books which have to do with the awakening of the mind. So I love you all, and peace out.